mentioned last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on roles for each of you. However, there are some changes that I've got from on high what I didn't actually realise was that the this is for a specific college.
Okay.
So the all-in-one idea is out the door, and they require that the actually I'll get to that at the legislative point number four, and we'll get what we've got, and then we can see what we're doing back through. So presentations, anybody got?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to go? Okay. Good stuff. I need to plug you in.
Wow.
It's fire, isn't it?
was function F8.
F8.
That's the blue one.
Sorry, F8.
So,
me again, Raj, as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
If you just click that, it'll go ahead.
Sorry, I have to see the other side.
Sorry.
Yes, I have to look at the market potential for this product and like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product, and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then,
press F5 to start.
Then, the methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they don't prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. And what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this factor also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely put enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good-looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available, even if the market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at 25 euros, which may seem quite high. But if our looks are, if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then, and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumers want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. And because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers, they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of thing. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. It was function I want to go.
Oh, you want to go back, just escape.
Then if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents, you can see.
Sorry. I was just going to say, what was the question for this, or are you coming on to that?
To look at the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there, so as to enhance our profit.
So these percentages are
yeah.
Are what?
These are different age group persons, like, sorry, I can open it in control. Yes. If we look at the cost, whether the consumers, they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in their remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in their remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group, so we
well,
should look.
We're looking at who buys it as well.
Yeah, we can look at that factor also. So yes.
Which I mean, 25 to 35 is the usual.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm.
So and. Yes, it is. If we look at this data, what are the problems consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that people, consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge
mm-hmm.
to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential by me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Thank
you.
Follow on with Helen?
Yep, sure. That's cool.
That's the cable for the wrong. I just kicked over a while ago. Oh, it's still underneath this
one.
Okay.
I can turn my computer quickly if that's okay. Yeah. Okay, and then what do I press? F8?
F8. For function F8.
All right. Okay, cool.
Not coming.
Oh.
Function F8. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah? No signal.
Computer just.
Okay. Okay, and then how do I press the big one to get it onto the big
F5.
F5 and I press that again to get it off as well?
Yeah, it's the F5 and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface designer, user interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the apparatus should have on the user, and I want to point out our motto, put the fashion in electronics. So obviously, we as a company, we want to make our products trendy and fashionable. It's a big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button? The
just
arrow?
The left there.
Okay. So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research. I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, that was a basic function to send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do. So they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here of some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them. Do I press F5, is it? What?
Escape?
Oh, okay, cool. I haven't got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. This one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do. And they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff. But there you go, that's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. F5. Okay, sorry. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important. And I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery and
organic.
Yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or and a big 7-inch big screen anyway. So not 7-inch is that big, but anyway. So handheld and portable, and I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that, so
and
maybe we forget about that.
The company want to keep it stuck in TV for, to keep down with
to one TV. Oh, right, okay, sure. And so the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark. Which it does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station because it's a pain when you run out of batteries. And I think that's it.
So
okay.
I noticed you talked about speech recognition and whistling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious now, have you done any research into how many people can whistle? Is that a function we want in the remote?
I haven't been able to.
I don't, but I know a lot of people do. Right?
Really?
Yeah. It has to be a certain kind of whistle too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or some sort of voice.
You could have the basically instead of a whistle, if it's got voice recognition, you could have it just, where are you?
Yeah.
That's costly though. Much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting. And then will the response be beeps back at you or something?
Yeah, something.
Okay. Well, let's set this up. Plug it in, press F5. Function F5.
Function F8 for the
function F8.
I need to twiddle the thingy nibbles, I think.
I think it's just locked in. Let's go.
Okay.
As the industrial designer, my job is to take in input from you guys. So it's good you went first. And I jotted down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, was this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose your remote. There could be a little microphone on it. And any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, and it'll beep back and say, oh, here I am.
Surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on you, like,
mm-hmm.
it'd beep back at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a... that would be a consideration thing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do anything.
Yeah, well, that's for later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy, and not computery, right? So more low-tech and not too many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately all I had to work on was our corporate archives of products we made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, is that
what like for high speed training? Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with industrial design.
If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with that.
Yeah, sure.
So, I figured. Just put them all together. You get a caffeine-powered space shuttle train to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's, you know, for the cowboy and all of us. I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well, I like that design.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a, you know.
Because that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated.
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros. Yeah, and we got to sell 25 of them.
Yeah, not a problem.
For 50 million euros, we've got a.
We've got
a big profit, so we're making that at 12 and a half euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically, then. We need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer case and cheap plastic, that should be just like a tenth of the price of any of us. An energy source, which should probably just be regular batteries.
Okay.
Would
that be possible to have the rechargeable idea?
Or a little base station or something.
Yeah, we could do that too. I haven't thought of that. Yeah.
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but that's cheaper
right. I mean,
to just provide batteries.
Base stations, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of
a battery in it.
Connecting brake in it. So,
the user interface, canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons. But since we're a cutting edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, whistling recognition, and rocket power.
Okay.
And lastly, the transmission interface is just some engineering thing you don't have to worry about. So here's a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control will have parts, and this parts look like that, and procedure, it looks something like that. And I suppose you all know how it works, because we've all used it, and we wouldn't be in a company designing remote controls if we didn't know how it works. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, non-volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe their preferred volume settings, so when you turn it on, it's not blasting.
That's a good idea, actually. I like the programmable options.
And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort. And it's also much more likely to not work if you take the added bells and whistles.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back.
Right, also, so the notes I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you, is, I'll find it myself. We had that to disinclude teletext because it's become outdated and everybody uses it in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The article would have to say with that, but never mind. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television.
Okay.
And instead of colors and sort of color options, they want corporate color and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate color?
Yellow.
Okay.
I presume. Everything, all the sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And the logo, the sort of slogan we put for fashion and electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate. I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around.
Yeah.
Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have.
Okay.
Now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we'll pretty much take that one as read.
Mm-hmm.
We use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
to strike a balance between a few.
Hmm.
But it looks like we're just cutting on the
on the number of buttons kind of
I
functions.
I do, however, have this from over my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't want to do this.
Okay. Cool.
Maybe Raj, you could find out what people would think about that, or maybe they'll send information about that. About what people, other people would require teletext. Teletext option and remote connecting. So I take it your position, Arnold, is that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chat that I'm getting sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Raj, some people didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess if there's a sort of thing like standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style,
mm-hmm.
drop down menus, I think maybe that's
quite
a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, that you could have your basic selection of buttons,
And if you hit a sort of menu at the top, you have it goes to a different selection.
Yeah.
So, so it keeps it simple.
Okay.
And glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material, I was thinking.
So,
so I guess that would be cheaper than a light.
Can I say something about this?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's really, really very important point if we look at the market. Because people, more 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the remote, in the room. But
often lost, was that?
Yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their
mm-hmm.
remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something, and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate these where they
mm-hmm.
have kept this remote control.
Mm-hmm.
And this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay. Speech recognition, will take it. I know of no products.
There was a remote control that came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels, and then you say, you know, BBC One, and it goes to that channel.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem.
Mm.
They mentioned, you know, if the television says you're listening to BBC One.
Yeah. Or yeah. And I've heard for BBC Two on BBC One, I'll switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching the TV, and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off, or you know,
mm-hmm.
turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about this? Might get a bit too expensive, actually. But what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear, or something that will activate the remote control, start to beep.
So like a kind of
find.
Backwards remote.
Yeah.
And then it would do just, you know, subtracting, kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker. Or not a remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker and a transmitter there that sends back to your remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature into their
remote. Yeah, that's the only thing, yeah.
But, yeah, then you have like a little separate module by the TV speaker.
That comes with our remote control.
Right, and then
yeah.
the remote control will know what's being produced by the television.
Basic RF. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Frequency, so it'll be cheap.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on or off, you just shout your command to it and it'll do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be somewhere in the room and you have no idea where it is and it's still doing its job.
That could also be built into the TV though, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we're
doing
a bit
of a job.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition
mm.
in terms of the interference and not working very well and things like that.
And the expense.
So yeah,
mm-hmm.
the expense and the time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic, globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen.
Mm.
But I guess not. I'll just pretend that's not a problem. and how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is there
maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important. So maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest a different colour.
Yeah, the material's cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
okay.
If you So if you're sitting in the dark for too long, it won't glow.
Or if it's down under the couch cushions, it's where I usually find mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, well we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick.
Yeah, because what I thought main.
If we're gonna have the logo on as well, a bright yellow logo in our slogan.
Slogan, yeah.
Then you know they're gonna be fairly bright in color anyway.
Right.
You can have sort of a trimming as well.
Because yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like you know if you're watching a film in the dark. You can still see the remote control.
All right, so
that was more of a gimmick.
If we're going to go with the idea of a feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuffs that one out, do you think? Makes it fairly unnecessary.
Yeah, unnecessary, yeah.
Okay, so we've got. Do we want to go with the TFT idea?
We're getting a lot of features now.
I think the sort of finder things. I mean, it's I could probably write a circuit diagram for that.
Well, I think our consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot. You know, they get thrown around. There's a good chance the TFT screen would break or get damaged. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that that it needs a TFT?
No, I mean when that was going on, Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. Included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You're finding out about teletext. If you could find a
speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive.
Yeah. Oh no, it's much cheaper than the TFT. It's just a microphone and some integrated circuits.
Is it
and
it,
it'd be a small vocabulary speech recognition system.
Well, that kind of takes back the RF, the RF remote sort of idea as well. Okay. Decisions. Votes. Let's vote. Who wants TFT? No one does. Excellent. So we're going with speech recognition, yeah?
That's cool.
Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I hadn't written down and therefore fallen out of my head? Programmability.
If it's not too expensive, I think it's a good gimmick.
And also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan. Okay, so, can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're not already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize. And I'll put anything I do in there anyway, so.
In where is it, sorry?
Project documents on.
So it should be when you save.
Yeah, my scenario controller.
On your desktop. So go save as.
Oh, my God.
Is it in share document?
And then hit that little folder up thing. Again.
Project documents. Yeah, it's on your desktop.
All the way to
well.
The top. Okay. Up to desktop. Right, and then project documents.
Okay, cool.
It does not give you anything.
And I'll try, sort of getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them there, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting, and then the meeting took off. So.
Okay.
Did you get my email?
I did, yeah.
What I thought as well about the material is maybe not this kind of material, but maybe more like this kind of rubbery material. It's a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chucked around a lot. A bit more durable, and that can also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all other remote controls. The rubber rather
more
than
sort of flesh-like than plasticky, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But we have to take care, like, but we have to take care about children also. If they miss, if children catch hold of you, or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use,
oh no, ethics.
I
think with the more organic shape of it, it won't have many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I don't know.
I think
girls'
mouths good for children.
We can go completely out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, foam ball. And there's no buttons at all, it's always on, and just yell at it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's going to be a big yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Yeah.
Right.
With the colour, does it have to be all yellow? Do you know?
Please, God, no. Well, I wouldn't. I mean, my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror. So
yeah.
Just having it.
Small
logo.
Okay,
with
the
cool.
Like small yellow strip or yellow scale with a logo in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
I'll see if I can argue with the boss about putting, what is it? You put fashion into. Oops, it's not working. Can't believe I forgot the wrong. You put fashion in electronics.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, that. Yeah.
I bet that'll catch on well. Okay, any last worries, Peter's?
Top 30.
So, I don't know what you're thinking. Okay, then, lunchtime.
That's great.
Okay, that sounds like more like something with part of a reason to it than the last one. It's so funny.
Wow. Has anybody pressed OK? It vibrates.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, it's got smaller, I think.
I haven't used enough pages.
I don't want to waste it.
I finished the meeting.